This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gipps, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
And that was Harry Styles with Sweet Creatures.
Oh, was it?
Yes, it was.
Wow, I would have never have guessed that.
I think this is his latest song. So
Okay, which is probably every, you know, like a teenage girl out there would know exactly who it is.
Exactly.
But I believe the whole album is quite interesting. Have you heard it?
I haven't heard the whole lot. This is the second song I've heard. And
right.
It does actually sound very different from One Direction.
Yeah, which good on him. And if anyone was going to be the different one in that band, it would be him.
Yeah.
And the album's been number one here in Australia, but also the UK and the US.
So he's definitely doing well.
Yeah. And he's doing small shows to begin with at the Forum, I read the other day.
Yeah, because he is coming on doing a world tour.
Yeah, and then he's doing the big shows next year.
Okay.
He's coming to the stadium shows next year.
You got something to look forward to.
Well, if you're a,
if you're a Harry Styles fan, or you're in Sunday Arts magazine here on Joy 94.9. And our first guests today, Rob Tanyan and Jared Dewey. From Circus Oz.
Hello, and welcome. Now, Rob, you're artistic director of the later show. What's it called?
The show is called Model Citizens.
Right, Model Citizens, which, that's an interesting title for Circus Oz, of all things, which has always been a little bit on the edge, but we'll get to that a little bit later. Give us your background. What's your journey?
So Queenslander by default.
Oh, okay.
Don't hold that against me straight away.
Oh, we knew there was something wrong.
And so primarily I started in the arts through dance, did some training at QUT and did a tiny bit, really a very small amount of performing in Australia, a little bit in Brisbane and also in Perth, and then decided to go on that fated Ural trip and said, see you later, Dad, I'll see you in 2 years. And about 23 of them went past and, I had quite an eclectic, artistic journey, as a performer in dance and physical theatre. So.
And you're like, you would just approach companies overseas and how did you do it?
Oh, yeah. I definitely at the beginning went on an audition trail around and, but my main objective was to work with a company called DV8 Physical Theatre, who is directed by an Australian who lives in London called Lloyd Newson.
Uh-huh.
I was a very big fan of his work, and my objective really was, I was like, I'm going to go over, I'm going to go to London, I'm going to work with it. And people would kind of chortle at me going, okay, I'd never get there. But I think I was really one-minded it was a company I really respected the work and, definitely wanted to see if I could get there, and as fortune had it, I did, and I spent 7 years with that company.
Oh, excellent. And so therefore it was what you expected, what you'd heard about it, what you thought it would be?
I think that's the product and process of two very different things. Obviously, what we fall in love with is the show, the product, and what quite often we don't understand is what is the actual process involved behind it. But I definitely learned a lot there, and I loved it. I really loved it.
Excellent, excellent. So when did you come back to Australia?
I came back to Australia about a year and 2 months ago.
Right, okay.
To take on the job as Artistic Director of Circus Oz.
Fantastic. And you would have known Circus Oz before you left?
Yeah, I'd known of Circus Oz, and I'd actually seen a couple of the shows, their shows in we had once in Australia, and also at least another time in London, I'd caught one of the shows. So I was very curious to know what they were up to. And when the the call outs for an artistic director came in, and I was like, well, okay, I'll put my hat in the ring for that.
Right. For anyone out there that doesn't know about Circus Oz, which, like being especially a Melbourne person, because this is the home of Circus Oz, just give us a bit of a background of, how long they've been around and who they are.
Yeah, so the company is 39 years old this year.
That's amazing, isn't it?
And really, in circus terms, they were really at the forefront of the revolution of contemporary circus as we know it. So anyone who knows Cirque du Soleil on a much grander scale from Canada, they predate, predate them and predate a lot of the contemporary circuses that had been around and really set up by a group of people who had a lot of political things to say.
Yeah, well, quite alternative, very different to Cirque du Soleil, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Where that's all glitter and glamour and on the huge stage. This has always been a little bit more indie, hasn't it?
Yeah, and definitely, I think the values, there's a whole lot of certain values, they've always embraced gender equality on stage, everyone should be able to do feats of prowess. It shouldn't be gender-based. We've got the strong man and the women should be doing, lyrical things in sparkly small costumes. So that it's been very much at the forefront, in terms of, kind of pushing gender, the gender issue, along. I think one of the things I really value is it's never been shy to make a political statement in their work.
One person in particular, you would have been overseas when she toured, Yana Ilana.
What a legend.
What a legend. And, and having that come out every night, that amazing person and presence as the character, per se, that was a brilliant move by, I think, Circus Oz at the time.
Yeah, they've definitely had some really, really incredible artists. And as you say, people like, Yana Ilana or Krista Hughes, they've had some MCs, who now, if you look back, you go, wow, how fortunate they were to have them.
Yeah. So Jared, give us your background. As a matter of fact, you, before we came on air, you actually mentioned where you got your grounding from. Where's that?
Well, I actually grew up in the northern suburbs of Adelaide.
Hometown.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm from Elizabeth, so I get a bit of slack for that, exactly.
You're like, that's bad boy land,
yeah,
isn't
exactly.
it?
So I ran away pretty quickly to join the circus. But there's a youth circus there in Adelaide called Sir Kids, which has also been around for like 35 years, okay. I think even more so.
Right.
Which was basically a program to get kids off the street and doing something.
And what suburb's that in? Because I don't know.
It's Brompton.
Oh, Brompton. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So a similar, because I think Circus Oz started down in Port Melbourne? Yeah.
Well, they were based in Port Melbourne. I actually think they began the Pram Factory in Collingwood.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. And so you came over to study at NICA, that right?
Yep, so I graduated school and I got my ticket on the train and my two suitcases and I made my way to Melbourne. And I graduated in 2010 from NICA.
Who we've got later on the show today, which is a nice bookend.
Yes. and then I graduated, as I said, in 2010 and then got a job with Circa, where I worked with them for almost like 6 years. And that took me to like 30 something countries.
Awesome.
Really so privileged to have got so much experience so fast, working with some really amazing, artists, on and off stage. And then I've done like a few stints here and there with Breeze Factory up in Edinburgh. And I did a season with, La Soirée in London, late last year, and now I'm here at Circus Oz, and I'm loving every moment of it.
How long ago did you join?
Oh, I think we started our contract on the 23rd of February.
Right. Oh, okay. January. So just recently.
Yeah.
You're listening all about our wonderful organisation here in Melbourne called Circus Oz, where they've got a new show starting, but we've got some important messages. You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9.
You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts, and we're talking to Rob Tannion and Jared Dewey from Circus Oz.
Now, Rob, tell us about this show, the new one that's starting, when is it, the 22nd of June?
What's
it called again?
So the show's called Model Citizens, yep. By Circus Oz, and we are in the heated Big Top. The heated is the important bit here, ladies and gents. down in Birrarung Ma, so really close to Fed Square.
And so on the hill this year, like you normally are, yep. what happens with the Federation bells? Do they turn them off?
I think there is a period of time during show times that they somehow become silent.
Right, okay. Because I love it when you go to the MCG now for a footy match, and on the way back, whichever team wins, they actually play their theme, the team's theme song as you're going. You're like, but by bells, it's just gorgeous. So, yeah, tell us about the show.
The show is called, obviously, so it's called Model Citizens, and it's a little bit of a reflection for me about, you know, who are we as citizens these days? Are we really model citizens? Do we think the society we live in is, you know, is Australia as lucky as we believe we are? How do we fit in? Because where I find we have a little bit of a conflict is there's a lot of me-isms now. No, it's all about me and what I can do and what I can achieve. But actually, at the same time, we're asked to fit in. And so there's this conflict between individuality and wanting to stand out and wanting to be an individual. But very quickly, you know, the societal police will kind of, you know, smack people into a little box because they want you to conform.
But that whole terminology, a model citizen, is really out the window when you think about it, because no one is
absolutely
anymore.
Yeah, and it's like that wonderful phrase, you know, be normal. What is normal now?
Well, I catch public transport everywhere, and believe me, you're like, it's not normal when some of the people on public transport. I had a freak this morning on it when, you know, before I came in. And I almost wanted to get off the tram because it was just hard.
Wow.
And I'm sure she wouldn't call herself a normal citizen, a model citizen.
Yeah. And I think this is my first show. So a couple of important points. This is my first show as the new, I can't say I'm new anymore, but as the incoming artistic director of Circus Oz. And for me, it was really important to try and look at a show that would kind of mark a beginning of a new phase or a new era for the company. It's very visual. The set is gorgeous and very stunning by Michael Baxter.
Yep.
Costume designs by Lowell Frank, who's a founding member of Circus Oz. It's very choreographed. Like, I can't get away from my past, I guess. So obviously there's an ensemble for the Big Top. There's an ensemble of 15 performers, and there are four musicians, and the rest are all very, very multi-talented circus artists and acrobats. And yes, it's at times very choreographic, but it's also got some, you know, it's got a loose narrative of one person who arrives who's an outsider, and how do they fit in?
Right, Jared, what's your discipline?
I am a contortionist and an aerialist, so I do, contortion on trapeze mainly, but I also do a lot of, like, ensemble work, so throwing and catching bodies. That's about it, I really think.
So it's hard with Rob sitting here, but a new musical director's, an artistic director's here. You're fairly new, on the block as well. What's he been like? What have you learnt? Has he taken you to another level? And be honest.
Oh my goodness. Handkerchief, I'm sweating.
Yeah. Rob's just sinking under.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm very much used to doing, like, non-narrative circus. So putting, seven bodies on stage and improvising and, you know, kind of just doing acrobatics. But this is a little bit more narrative driven. And so there's character, there's movement. I'm not really a dancer per se, and counting and learning choreography like that is actually quite challenging. So I feel like I'm getting all these fantastic new tools to draw from, and I feel like I'm being pushed as a performer, and I'm really grateful, and I'm really excited about the direction Circus Oz is going in.
Oh, that's good. That's the new song.
And do you like to actually push your artist, you know, to... Because I think that's a true artist, isn't it? If you're being pushed, if you're learning new stuff, and sometimes there's a little bit of I don't do that, or I don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. I think yes, I do. Have I absolutely done it here in Australia as I may have done it in Spain where I was living previously? Probably not.
Why
being outside? I've lived outside of Australia for 23 years, so all of a sudden I felt like I didn't know the rules anymore. You know, Spanish is my first language at home. It's very loud, it's very expressive, and people are really cut and dry when they, you know, if they're really ticked off with you, I don't know what I'm allowed to say or not allowed to say, but if they're really ticked off with you, they'll say it to you there very direct and to your face. And here I feel like, ooh, people, there's a little bit more
you
kick
too.
Love happening here. There's a little bit more, it's a little bit gentler, dare I say. So I'm trying
to
find.
But you shouldn't do that. You should have come in guns blazing.
I definitely made changes.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms.
Oh, and yeah, like somebody's yes. nodding next to you.
Yeah. No. There's definitely a whole lot of shifts within Circus Oz and the culture of the company of how it's worked. And but again, have I come in as I may have done in Spain? Probably not. Mm. But that may not necessarily have been a bad thing.
So, Rob, you were saying that the there's a narrative to this whole piece. Mm-hmm. Has that been, I suppose, influenced by you coming back to Australia after 23 years?
Of course. Isn't all art slightly autobiographical?
And then I suppose then again also, how does this narrative come through? I mean, with circus, you just wonder, because obviously it's not my spoken word. Mm-hmm. So how do you actually portray the narrative through the art?
Well, so there is, obviously, as soon as you've got an ensemble of people, it's very easy to create a society and a status quo. You put one person who doesn't look the same. You've instantly got your outsider and have a very tightly choreographed little scene and someone doesn't know it.
Okay.
Then we get someone who doesn't fit in. But there is some song. There is song in the show. There is, you know, splattering of text through it as well.
Yeah, and I've seen that. And well, actually, that's Circus LA do it very well, where there's often a story linked, and it's usually quite vague, but there still is something that you can follow.
Yeah, and it's always the difficult thing. You know, circus is circus. It's not theatre. We're not trying to pretend to be theatre, because in the end of the day, you know, how do you justify that person walking up, you know, or climbing up and down a pole multiple times or hanging off a trapeze? Mm-hmm. I think there are technical things, like technical physical restraints in circus that make, you know, a very clear dramaturgical leap harder to achieve.
All right. Modern Citizens, opening on the 22nd of June, and it's at the Big Top down the road, as we said. Like all the very best. Well, I was going to say congratulations, but I can't say that, can I? And thanks for coming back and taking Circus Oz on a new journey. I think it's important for Circus, like Circus Oz, that's been around for such a long time, to have somebody new in the mix and an Australian that's been away. I think it's good. 40th anniversary coming up next year. Have you got something planned?
Yeah, 2018. Yeah, definitely. Stay tuned. I'm kind of toying with an idea of, having a bigger than Ben Hur kind of show, but I'm just trying to make the budget fit for that.
well, good thanks luck. So much for coming in, and all the very best. And of course, you'll be taking this on the road.
It's actually we're finishing up here. The show is in absolutely fantastic form. It's been on a national tour now for 4 months. So we're kind of fitter than fit, as you say. And it's looking in really, really, really great shape.
All right, so get out and support an institution here in Melbourne, Circus Oz. You're on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.